Geez, you know, all this talk about the so-called teacher shortage makes me wonder, what would Matt Damon's mom say about fast-track teacher certification?
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Well, we have a teacher shortage that is quite extreme. It's gotten a lot worse in recent years. It's funny, oftentimes I'll hear people say, gee, we have a teacher shortage. They don't get paid enough.
Right.
Or, you know, there aren't good working conditions. We have a teacher shortage because teachers are not respected. They've been demonized, and they blamed by policymakers and in the media for all the problems of society. You know, kids from poor homes come to school. They don't have health care. They don't have food. They're experiencing a lot of stress from economic stress in the home. And somehow the teacher is supposed to teach them as if everything is fine in their lives outside of school and just raise test scores. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. So any young person I talk to who is looking for what they want to do in life are staying as far away from education as they can. They don't want to be, you know, we have, I think it's more now, more than 50% of teachers leaving the field within the first 5 years, and then we have many teachers retiring early. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's producing a teacher shortage all across the country, but we have to be saying why. Why is there a teacher shortage? States have historically relaxed requirements when there's a teacher shortage. So we've seen that before, but it's like the go-to solution, mm-hmm. but it's... The thing is, it's just not a solution that can ever contribute in any positive way to improving education, because if you have people in the classroom who don't know what they're doing, and we have that more and more now, you know, then the quality of education goes down, and of course it goes down usually in the communities that have the least qualified teachers, which are the poorest communities. So it's just double and triple and quadruple whammies on the same population. There was an Atlantic article recently called What Americans Keep Ignoring About Finland School Success, and it's a really good article. One component of Finland school success that just has stood out to me since I read Pasi Sahlberg's book, Finnish Lessons, is the respect for teachers and the qualifications of teachers in Finland, because every teacher has to have a master's degree, whatever level they're teaching. And it's very competitive to get into teacher preparation schools, and it's a very highly respected profession and paid equivalently with other professions. And that's one big reason why Finland has such, you know, amazingly successful schools and, by the way, producing super high test scores, because there are many other positive things about their school system. But the nature of the profession, the satisfaction that teachers experience, the high value on teacher collaboration that goes on there, the high value of teacher professionalism and a master's degree education, these components make for, you know, a really successful school system. And that's what we need to be doing when we're seeing our school's in trouble like we are. We need more qualified teachers and not, obviously, teachers getting fast-tracked into schools in order to fill slots.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.